True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Here's the question, though. Is the culture real as to why this is not the same old Bears? It feels so to me. Does it feel that way to you, that the culture shift that Ben Johnson and his staff have enacted has had an effect all the way down the roster and all the way up the power structure?
Yes, and the results are there not only from a win-loss perspective, but the wide variety of players who have played a role in that speaks to the culture. And the guys who address things publicly, them kind of sounding like the head coach, that's an ingredient, that's a data point. But the effort they play with, that's an additional data point. And then in the end, the belief that's been necessary for them to come back and win these games. But you can tell all these players are locked in with the task at hand, and with the way they're being led by Ben Johnson, that all speaks to culture.
The accountability and all the attention to detail like you're talking about is a beautiful thing, and that is indeed what is contagious.
We've been facing with a lot of adversity all year, whether it's injuries, close games, just a lot of different scenarios, and I think we're able just to fight through that. Not really get down on the sidelines, not getting too high, not getting too low. So like I said, just proud of this group, man, because like I said, the other side of it last year was not pretty, and we're able to come out on the other side, so just happy about it.
They have 8 wins and a negative point differential through 11 games, which is insane. But you can see how much has shifted, and you can see how much room there still is for growth. It is exciting to see all the growth that is still available here. And what was supposed to be a bonus year as they flipped the culture and built has turned into a year where on Friday, they're playing for the number 2 seed in the NFC.
The history here hasn't necessarily been that. Ben preaches us fighting in those close games, and it's just not the same old Bears.
I would say, yeah, we don't feel like we're the same old Bears.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Spiegel and Holmes show. That open courtesy of Tyler Feringuel. Baby T is in the house this week along with Alex Kuhn. I am Spiegs, and Anthony Herron is once again in for Lawrence as we're hanging out on a holiday week. Good to see you, Big Ant. I know it's a big week. You're headed to New Orleans for which game? To do which game?
The Bayou Classic. Grambling State, Southern University, the Tigers and the Jaguars. One of the great events in black college football. Be down there. I've been calling this game for NBC now for roughly like 14 years now? 13,
wow.
14
really?
Years? Something like that.
On color analysis?
Yeah.
For all 14
yeah.
years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
a really
cool.
fun event. Of course, the Battle of the Bands is what
yes.
the game is maybe most known for, but
so
a couple of amazing
Saturday?
Institutions.
Is that yeah. Saturday we're
yeah,
talking
that'll
about?
Be Saturday afternoon, 1 Central time on NBC.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, really, really fun game to be down there for. And I mean, if anybody.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
He spent some time in New Orleans. You know, it is a fantastic food and music and camaraderie kind of city.
Get over to Frenchman Street, man. Get over to Frenchman Street and walk in and out of bars and see high-level music at an incredible level. That's outstanding. I will add that to my weekend viewing.
Please do.
It's a hell of a weekend for sports. There are 3 football games on Thanksgiving. I just saw a note from Richard Deitch. He thinks that Chiefs-Cowboys is going to be the most viewed football game in the history of the United States of America.
Really?
Yeah, and he had lots of reasons as to why.
I was
going to
say, okay, yeah, I'm going to have to check that out, because I'm always intrigued by a prediction like that, especially from Richard Deitch. I would imagine it's kind of backed up and supported by
some prognostication and metrics that lead to it. But all that is just an appetizer. Yes, Thanksgiving is an appetizer for Friday when we get the Bears against the Eagles, as discussed there in the open. We've got Matt Forte on the show today, and that's apropos since we're going to talk running game in a moment. Matt Bowen on the show today, and that is always great. I specifically am looking forward to talking to him about Dennis Allen and everything that he did. Yeah, big pile of mats. We got Matt Spiegel, Forte, Matt Bowen. We will turn the page early because, man, it's a short week. It is a short work week for us, but it's also a short work week for the Bears. And as we mentioned earlier, Caleb Williams speaks today, usually Wednesday. The coordinators speak today. That's usually Thursday. All of that on Tuesday means Chris Emma will join us at 5 o'clock with the latest on that. Along the way, you can text the show and call the show at 312-644-6767. We're broadcasting live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And we're going to give away some tickets to come join us to see Matt Forte. We'll do that during the Matt Forte portion of the show. We will touch on the Bulls today. We will touch on the Cubs and the MLB hot stove today as well. But
Matt,
ever since I've been here, for those who don't know, started at the Score as an intern in 1994.
Oh, I'm going to pull up a chair. I feel like a story time.
It feels like every football conversation I've ever been a part of, just from listening in those years as an intern and then a producer and everything, it was imbued with this kind of undercurrent of potential disagreement. Should they run the ball more? Like, I remember Doug Buffone's famous 3 keys to winning football.
Doug, tell us the 3 keys to winning football in the National Football League or in college or high school.
3 keys, and these may be the 3 keys of life. Run the football.
That's number one.
Yes. Stop the man with the skin of the pig.
Stop the run.
And finally, pressure the quarterback.
Oh. So, I mean, that's what Doug's philosophy was built on. But, like, this idea, McNeil would espouse it. Jiggets would espouse it. And then all sorts of different football people. In recent years, Dave Wannstedt, of course, screaming to run the ball. And so often it's been on the other side. Well, if you really want to partake in the modern NFL, you got to throw the ball like crazy. About 7 or 8 years ago, I think I locked in nice and firmly and comfortably in the you better run the damn ball camp. And I've spent the last like 7 or 8 years looking longingly at the top of the team rushing stats in the NFL and wondering how those good teams were able to run the ball so much. And like historically be like, whoa, look at those Niners. Man, boy, they just run the hell out of the ball. Or look at the Ravens with Derrick Henry. Like, look at these teams that all run the ball. And all those conversations in previous years would be, or look at the Seahawks and Marshawn Lynch and all that. Like, well, you know what? Everybody would sort of mitigate them. Like, well, remember, it's about situations. Sometimes they're in front And that means they can run the ball more. It's time and situation. Doesn't mean they're not bad. All that stuff. We've been on that conversation from the outside. Now look at the team rushing stats in the NFL. You looking at the team rushing stats in the NFL?
I am now.
All right. Who's number one in the NFL in rushing the football?
Team stats.
Yeah.
Rushing the rock.
It's the Buffalo Bills. Yeah. You're number one. Okay? It's a good football team.
Very good football team with a trusted quarterback.
Sure.
An MVP behind center.
Sure.
But
a really good running back and a commitment to the run. Who's number two in running the football as a team?
The Chicago Bears.
Who's number three?
The Detroit Lions.
Damn good team. Who's number four?
The Indianapolis Colts.
Let's stop there for a second, shall we? Because right. Five is what? Five's Washington?
Yeah, five's the Commanders.
And then six is Baltimore again, right?
It is.
These are really damn good teams.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're on the inside of it. Would you Bears fans say that the Bears have good running numbers because of situation? Has the situation dictated that, well, they're leading, so they better run the football, and that's how those numbers get skewed? Hell no.
Mm-mm.
Hell no. They run the ball because they need to. And it creates an identity. It creates, and this is what Ben Johnson wants to do. They then know that's something they can do, and it creates a confidence and a swagger. And like Olin told us a couple weeks ago, the run game travels.
Mm.
The run game travels. I have never perhaps more been emboldened and more understood the necessity of a run game as to establish who the hell you are in the NFL. And it's nice to be on this side of that instead of looking for some magical quarterback to be the freaking savior and be your Pat Mahomes when that guy just very often does not exist.
Okay, I'm going to start by enhancing your point.
Please.
But then calling you out on something in a moment as well.
Whoa.
So initially, the part that I have deep agreement with is the importance of the run game. And just as an old defensive lineman, I know what it could do to demoralize a defense when a team is just willing and able to run the rock at you over and over again. But then beyond that, what running the ball consistently, running the ball well, what it does, and even if you're not running it that well, but just being willing to run it consistently, it takes pressure off of other individuals on the offense in a way that just passing the football with volume doesn't. If you want to say, hey, QB, just sit in the pocket and read the full field snap after snap, that's asking a lot of your QB to just do that over and over and over again, because there's few things in sport that are anywhere near as difficult as that, to carve up a National Football League defense from the pocket. But to have a run game associated with that, it takes pressure off of the quarterback to have to do that consistently. It also takes both mental and physical pressure off of your offensive line, where they're not just sitting back in pass protection over and over again, trying to diagnose blitzes, trying to block this guy and that guy at angles that they're not aware of over and over again because of the exotics they get from some of these defenses. So that just enhances the way your offense can operate, because you're not saying, I'm just going to have this QB read the full field over and over again, and it's up to you guys to make me look good because I know I can drop some passing attack that's going to make this work. Ben Johnson has a commitment to that. He showed it in Detroit, and it's really gratifying to see how much of a commitment he has to the run game in Chicago, because mm-hmm. it makes the life of your quarterback easier, makes the life of your offensive line easier.
And look, I agree with all of that. Look around the league at the best coordinators, the best schemes that are rolling right now. Sean McVay's is built on running the ball and then throwing it based off the run. Right? I mean, yeah. Kyle Shanahan's is built on running the ball and then throwing it off the run.
Kevin O'Connell.
Same with Kevin O'Connell.
Uh-huh.
Matt LaFleur. Like, and sometimes they can run the hell out of the ball.
Yeah.
All those teams can be multiple. Obviously in Detroit and Ben Johnson, and now we're seeing it here with Ben Johnson. There's really only one dominant outlier in the NFL, isn't
and it's
there?
Always been Andy Reid.
What
when
the hell,
you go
man.
Back to his time in Philadelphia or his time in Kansas City.
So I can't even just say Mahomes. I got to just say Reid instead of saying
Andy
Mahomes.
Andy Reid specifically. Now, Andy Reid happens to be paired with Patrick Mahomes, and so that combination has made them into the dynastic sort of squad that they've become. But Andy Reid was being Andy Reid before he had Patrick Mahomes. When I was chasing around Donovan McNabb back in the early 2000s, and I was with the Falcons, they beat us in the NFC Championship.
championship game to go to the Super Bowl. That was Andy Reid and Donovan McNabb throwing the ball damn near every snap. And then when Bryant Westbrook got the ball, sometimes it's a handoff. Quite often, it was throwing him the ball out of the backfield also, because before they had T.O., they really didn't have any receivers, but they still went. Once Andy Reid showed up, Donovan McNabb's passing numbers became exponentially better because he's got this amazing mind for how to scheme up the route tree, and he just tends to either forget or devalue running the football, even though it makes his quarterback's life so much easier when he does.
He doesn't believe that he needs to do it, but he finds like little short yardage things, like the screen game. Like their screen game is brilliant, and they'll set that up. Like, you know,
their screen game would still be brilliant if he ran it more, but yes, it is certainly an extension of the run game, the way and the ability that Mahomes specifically has for the screen pass.
Yeah, and that's some original West Coast offense-ish right there to use it that way. But it's just, it's so few and far between. I feel like understanding the way that this works now has changed the kind of conversations we have about Caleb Williams. Like, it should.
I think it largely has. I'm old enough to remember transition from about 20 minutes ago when you were talking about the playoff conversation and you were highlighting whether or not we trusted Caleb to be able to score points in an NFL playoff
game. I'll tell you exactly why. Okay. I'll tell you exactly why. And it ties to what we saw from Stafford the other night, which is that when you have to complete a short, like a small window down the field, because your options, like the chances that you get to be accurate down the field are so few and far between, you got to do that. And I don't know about his downfield accuracy yet. I just haven't seen it yet. And the dude's throwing less than 60% accuracy.
Yeah.
He's the lowest in terms of completion percentage of any qualified quarterback in the NFL. I mean, it's
apparently even lower than one unqualified quarterback, because he's 33rd out of 32 teams, right?
I think if you take the qualified ones, it's down to like 26, and he's 26.
Okay, all right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, like, but so I don't know, because that's what he's got to have in his pocket, in my opinion, because a really good defense that is schemed up against the run means you better hit those chances when you get him down the field, and I don't know for sure that he can do that.
Yeah, I think that's a fair response by comparison, but the Bears offense as a whole is what I do place faith in. If they get into the playoffs, there's obviously no guarantees, but in living in the known, I do feel like I know that this is a Bears offense that can be effective against any defense in football. Now, does it play out? We'll see, depending on matchup.
I don't know. I don't know. And that's the fun of it. Depending
it's
on matchup.
In the known.
Yes.
You tell them, Caleb.
And depending on whichever game that is, like, they could make the playoffs. They could go 2-4 the rest of the way, make the playoffs as a 10-7 team.
Yeah.
And get a weird matchup and not win, and we still will be like, well, let's see what happens next year. You know what I mean? So we've got a great ride to enjoy as we're learning this stuff. I don't know if we're going to know it all by the end of this season.
I mean, we were having a very, I'll call it a similar conversation about Jalen Hurts until he led them to an appearance in the Super Bowl, and now he's viewed in a different echelon of quarterback in the sport. And so maybe that'll become Caleb at a certain point here, too. It's the same thing with Joe Flacco early in his career and Ben Roethlisberger early in his career and Tom Brady, and there's a certain point where you do need to cross that threshold as a QB for your franchise to be consistently in that championship conversation.
He's Anthony Herron. I'm Matt Spiegel. It's the Spiegel and Holmes show. Are the bands, is that part of the broadcast on Saturday at 1 o'clock on NBC?
Yeah. Yep. The halftime show,
the battle of the bands.
I mean, they'll hear them damn near every snap between every play. Like, the rules are a little different in black college football. You're going to hear the bands nonstop. It's the human jukebox of the Southern University Jaguars versus the world fame Grambling State University Tiger Marching Band.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.